This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
We're on Inyan of Nisyonos, the Inyan of things that are Terech and so on, because Rosh Manasseh. I spoke on... when was it? Tuesday. I went through Revolba about Nisyonos, that the harder something is, the more of a mark it leaves on a person. In other words, when I say something is hard, heavy, it means it leaves a bigger mark. If I'm carrying something heavy, it makes a mark on me. If I have something that's light, it doesn't affect me much. So if we're to ask ourselves the quality in mitzvahs that could change a person, could make some change in a person, it's the hardship. If I'm schlepping, if there's something heavy on something, it leaves a mark on it. If it's light, not. If I'm carrying, if there's a feather on my jacket and I carry it around, my shoulder doesn't feel affected by it. It doesn't sag, it doesn't feel tired, nothing. If I have something heavy, it sags, it's tired or something. So any mitzvahs, he explains mitzvahs kalos and mitzvahs kvedos. What's the difference in kal and kved? This point over here. So nisayon over here is something which makes a difference in terms of the person. We're holding, I think, yutes. No? Yeah. So we're telling you that nisyonos are there to help you. It gives you more schar. It's like we said now, it improves you, it changes you, something. There are people who had nisyonos and it didn't. So it's very wonderful that Avraham Avinu had a difficult nisyon, and therefore, because of that, we forever and ever are zeich, and everything's great. That's if you're in nisyon. What if you're not in nisyon? So over there, the word nis over there means because Chizkiyahu was lefi madrigasa, haughty, arrogant, whatever it is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed him to do averis. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu never places an isoyan in your way, in order that he knows you won't be able to be aimed. But if a person himself is driving down the wrong road, not always does he have a specific to stop him, and that's the sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he brings another example. Chav, the midah zu no HaKadosh Baruch Hu misol v'nisos l'aretz. Heim chot to b'lo yotzol ha'yosh reish v'aretz. Shneim ha'v'atam lo tichos su b'risa yosh ha'atza ha'zois v'zivchasem t'toitz, mizbchasem t'toitz, and lo shmatam v'kulim ha'zois asisem. So, Klal Yisrael did avera that they did not complete the clean out as Yisrael they were supposed to. Uksiv gamani lo isiv lohish ish mipneim in agoyim ach ozav Yehoshua vayomos manasis b'mis Yisrael ha'shemim esederach shem lechzbam. Uksiv vayu l'nasis b'mis Yisrael l'das ha'yesh as mitzvus Hashem v'chulu v'im chotuv lo herisha yisei v'kros lem bris v'urotzu lasim v'em neis lios ish echnem v'rodif elof kasher b'tchilo. So they were attempting to do something. They thought that they hadn't done what they're supposed to do, and they still thought that they could be samech on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help. He told them, "I don't want you to do that. I want you to be meirish."
Hidimamtu
The word nasoyscha doesn't mean holamadosh. Any son is lover, or is soon she must be, or she will come with tsar or boishes or botan of the kim latsi or asoy. El teirach she soifa nocha va'omos she soif. So the word nasoyscha over here doesn't mean to make life difficult. It means more to show you that that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is providing for you. Kolshken she'im ben nisoyin yisurim she'im ben mechik Hashem v'vod na'olam hazeh. So a nisoyin does not include any it includes maybe a hardship, doesn't include pain, suffering, doesn't include suffering or anything like that. Lefikach ein nisoyin b'chal yisurim lo yisur sha'av lo yisur sha'kapara ein el midas ha'tevim ruben. So in the nisoyin also it means that through bitachin you'll be getting a gift every day. It's not that you're going to suffer every day and be hungry. It means that you're going to be zeich every day to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Hashgach. Okay, Chof Aleph. Kiderech, so Nisoyen is, there are difficulties that are Nisoyen. The difficulties that are Nisoyen are understood that they're good for a person. They're good for a person because they bring out the best of his in his kima mitzvahs. Those times when the word nisayon is written in a sense that Klal Yisrael fell through with it, those nisyonos were brought about by themselves, or yes, some other pshatim on other times. But there is no suffering that Kadosh Baruch Hu per se brings as just as a nisayon. Chof Aleph, kedash es b'tzadikim drachim harbi l'kapara, kach es b'rishoyim, she'toyin lo lavidoi, klelitein schar miyut maisim toivin kresh b'rashnu. So sometimes he gets good because he did some mitzvahs, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is trying to get rid of them. Sometimes he gets it because of his father. Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he gives matana toiva, he gives it for Doris also. So it has to finish. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it so that the person is chayza b'tshuva. In other words, the good that the Rasha has is never a good in its own right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been made to Hashem. He either is getting rid of the little schusim that they have, or he's waiting, or he owes it to them for one reason or another, which is also another way of saying schusim that they have, whether they're own or their father. Or if HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows a luchuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meirach af. That's a mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a hatava to Rasha. It's being meirach af because in the anticipation of the Rasha doing tshuva. Umenaga'oinim she'omru she'HaKadosh Baruch Hu paisik shalva le'shorim le'nasim anshe reshav atarmis. Sheyu mischaskim b'rishon va'omrim hine eile rishoyim shalvaylam hisigu chayel achshav elohim v'abetzim yash b'rusay u'baruch yedei ha'emes. So there are some that say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't bring it because the person himself deserves it in any way, shape or form, but it's an issue for other people. If other people see that a Russia has a good life, it tempts them. And part of their avoda is to be able to say, this is all fake, this is all an illusion, and so on. I don't know if he agrees or doesn't agree. He brings it b'shem goyim, and not clear if he agrees with it or not. Okay, so he has all of these pshatim and explanations, understandings, why Rishoyim can have it good and saying have it bad. So he says, Chafez in Tish of a Toim, as you'll ask, Harei she tiknu chacham drachma lo lefi kavan osom, lefi achrei psukat ar neviyim. So Chazal explained, using psukim and using svar explained this whole topic. So why are the neviyim full of tainas like that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Imkein ma'o zeh she neviyim tsoifcha in azeh? I mean, there are so many psukim about how could it be?
So
Yirmiyahu complained, and he said, Ribbono Shel'olam, I know you're right and everything, but why in the world does Son Salecha? V'amad David ach riksi kisi lebavi otzen koyin kapi until in Perek Ein Gimel, it's a whole Perek where David HaMelech says, you know, I really faltered because I looked around and Rishayim have a great time and Tzadikim have a difficult time, and I said, what's the point of it all? V'tami shal Tzadikim lomit tis'anu tis'anu Hashem midrachecha takshich libeinu miyirasecha v'amad chavaku kal shnehem Lomatrainu Oval Vamal Tabi Trade Vahamas the Negdi Uksiv Kirosha Martes at Sarik Akeatsim Shpot Mukal Venis Vakhu Iov Harel Dovaze Raharbe. The whole Sefer Iov is this discussion. Iov says there are things that happen in the world for no reason. It's a terrible thing, but this world they're suffering with no reason. And his friend said, no, there is. Rabbi Sena Asa Omru Aimbi Adena Shabbos Shantin Sadekim. And Chazal, it's a mission of Pirkei Avos. That we don't know, we don't have any idea of this. He just got through explaining so many different Daifanim and how to explain it. So it says like this. Chav Gimel. V'da, sheyesh merabesena shechol kenazos hamida. There is a machloikis in it. He will resolve, obviously he has to resolve the Pesukim L'shitasi also, but he says it's a machloikis in the Gemara. Yesh men sho'im me'misab le'chet v'nisurim le'oven. V'nitchu b'divar v'gemara bein misa b'lechet yesh misa b'et yavshal shakad moini v'uchat shal marishin sh'nigzim misa b'altal yizu v'shlechetoy k'in sh'nema b'eilu b'beisoy avu b'ein yisrim b'le'ovon lo nitchu d'varov. So he tainas on ein yisrim b'loy oven there doesn't seem machlaikis. On ein misa b'lechet it's possible misa is something that is so basic to people because our Metzias is from Adam Arishan and he needs to take a Misa, that's possible. So there is a machlokes in the Gemara. This is a machlokes. Do we have an understanding of Rosh Vatoivloi and Tzadik Viraloi? No one is chaylik, and this is a point that Rama makes in Moreh Nevuchim many times, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu does everything by Mishpat is 100% clear. Do we have insight in that Mishpat? Can we say the klolim we said before? That's a machlokes he holds. But he's still going to answer his pshat. That he explained before that there is a reason for everything that we can have a shaychus to. Hakol betam yedua or betaina. Not sure what the, you have da. Hakol betam. What? Museges.
Yeah.
Umasha imran avim bedava umasha tzevchen inyan. So what about all of the times when the avim say this psukim? So this is not a logical question of do we know the answer or not. It's just when it hurts and a person is suffering, so it's an expression of his suffering. Why am I suffering so much? Answering him with a list of things, It wasn't a question. It was what we'd call a rhetorical question. It wasn't a question of a logical question, It was a tsar. It was an expression of tsar. Ubetshuvas tov ze omar mishoy lachshes ina ina v'omar kimat natoy raglay ke ayin shuv chashuroy ke kinesim boilam shalom shleim shoyim era. V'gomin yaze besofik rashi betoyvloy v'iram besofik tzadik viraloy chinyoshiv imar loin me moli matzalomoy achrik zikis levavak tzankayin kapi v'enigur kalayoyim. Because of a tears across. So this is the whole Ein Gimel is a whole flood of tsar and how much he feels like maybe it was all for naught and so on. Because of a tears across, the chashvel adasos omli beinay adavil mikdashi keil avinu achrisam kloimar sheshtei sveikas seila omul godlem achshav tishayna. They both bothered him at shebob machshavel mikdashi lekim. So basically what he's saying is, I was troubled by all these things till I was zecher to kam yisab mikdash and the head of Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'ad shebob machshav mikdash lekim v'hu ma sheikdash l'shakil se'elo shol shoyim tzadikim v'hizmin l'shtem v'ovin l'achrisam v'romashom inyarim haba v'posik v'atzosak tanchini v'achkovet k'chini v'inyin achrosa ki eichoy l'sham v'rega sof t'amon oz v'sha inyin. So these are expressions of tsar, and that goof is what he's saying. He's saying, I was very, very upset until I heard the emes and the reason for it, and so on and so forth. So the Ramban's bottom line is, he feels there is a shita that we do not have any havana in Shalva's Rishoyim and the bed for the tzaddikim. That's one shita. He doesn't seem to hold like that. He seems to hold like the first shita, that we have mahalchim, and it's listed these mahalchim. He says that all the places in the Nevi'im where they complain about this, it's expression of a tzar. It's expression of someone who's suffering, and why am I suffering is an expression of the pain, and that itself is what David expressed in Ayin Gimel, that you know I. When I lived through it, it was very difficult. At the end, when I came to Mikdash HaKeil, I understood what it's all about.
Rabbi, what about the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos? Usually Mishnah is to be mechadish, not to express.
Is it what?
The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, usually Mishnah is to be mechadish, not to express. And nobody understands, you're trying to express a hargasha, but Pirkei Avos...
The Enlanu Mishalvas Hashem. What's that Mishnah trying to? Everyone said the Mishnah,
right?
It could mean it means that we don't ever really when we're going through it, we never really understand it. When a person is suffering and a person who's a bad person has it good, it's very hard for a person to inherit. Enlanu means we don't really have a grasp on it. We can say the words, but we don't actually live it. Some of that, maybe the Mishnah saying that, could be that would be pshat.
By Moshe Rabbeinu was also an exclamation that was rhetorical also.
The way he's saying it, yes, which is interesting because by Moshe wouldn't expect it. It's Torah and so on. You make a good point. In Nevi'im, like Dov and Habakkuk and Yirmiyah, yes, that's a normal lashon. But here it's different. I don't know. It is a good point.